Out in the cold and drizzled with raindrops, a woman showed some skin to passing bystanders in bustling downtown Tampa to help save the skins of slaughtered snakes, reptiles, and other animals. PETA is known for their controversial protests. In the past, some people have been shocked by PETA displays, but today many were so intrigued by the provocative display of skin that they took cell phone pictures and gawked at the painted woman. Others may have missed the model, whose green and yellow painted figure camouflaged into a poster in the background. The painted woman was with Ashley Byrne, a campaign coordinator for PETA.
Torturing animals like snakes, lizards, crocodiles, and alligators to death when plenty of synthetic and fashionable alternatives are available. Snakes are often hunted or farmed and then nailed to trees and have their skins ripped off while they're still alive and conscious. Alligators and crocodiles are clubbed to death and also often skinned alive. Lizards are frequently dismembered alive by people who are going to be using them for their skins.
According to a study by the University of Florida and the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, alligator farmers produce 300,000 pounds of meat and 15,000 skins annually for the multi-million dollar industry. Byrne is concerned that many reptiles don't receive the same legal protections as other animals in the U.S. and abroad.
Other countries that export skins, like South Africa, also don't protect these animals, but unfortunately this is happening right here in the U.S. as well. There simply are not laws protecting animals like snakes, lizards, crocodiles, and alligators from being abused for their skins.
During the 2008 Beijing Olympics, many protested China's human rights violations, but in this year's upcoming Winter Games in Vancouver, PETA will be protesting commercial seal hunting. Byrne says this issue has been taken up even by high-ranking government officials.
World leaders, including Barack Obama and Vladimir Putin, have spoken out against the Canadian seal hunts. And, consumers all over the world are boycotting seal products and even boycotting Canadian products because they do not want to support this kind of cruelty. So PETA is calling on Canada to set a good example for the rest of the world right now while they're in the spotlight of the world because they'll be hosting the Olympics and to put an end to this annual bloody massacre.
But some indigenous peoples require hunted game for basic survival needs. Byrne says that hunting for subsistence purposes is not the issue.
PETA's campaign in Canada is against the commercial seal hunt. And often the Canadian government tries to misrepresent the commercial seal hunt as having something to do with the native hunt, which it absolutely does not. Trying to tie the two together is very dishonest. The native hunt accounts for only about 3% of the total seals killed every year. And the commercial hunt is very much not in line with Inuit values because those skins are not used to clothe anyone in Canada. They're exported, and the meat is left to rot.
According to Byrne, only about a quarter of the 300,000 seals that were expected to be killed this year were actually hunted due to a decline in demand for seal furs. Alex Huey also works for PETA and suggests that people consider some alternatives to animal-based products and clothing.
A million other things you can use. There's faux furs, faux suedes, faux leathers. You can make any texture. You don't need to kill an animal to look fashionable.